Tanya Dalma Bey's Rashi, starting from the Rashi's on the Gemara. Damer Kaman. So the Gemara wants to Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, who required that the boy Rav Ksherim, says if Rav people in the city are Ksherim, then she's Mutter. Who's it going like? According to Rabbi Gamliel, I feel Rav Psulim Nami Machshir the Isle Hemet Ishal Cheskasa, because you rely on the Chazaka to matter her. Say Amar Le. So this is what Rav Nachman answered. Hachi Amar Rav Yehuda Marav. Lo'alim Rav Yeshua. Really hold like Rav Yeshua that normally it's possible. Because there's two rives, and that's why she's kosher. Like Rabbi Yehuda, said, come on, first time of also my shna trei ruby michad ruba. So, in halacha, we don't really find the difference between one rive and two rives. So, more's answer is finally more's final answer is my loss of a yuchsin. But so Rashi just points out we're going to have to ask that question. I just want to point out one other thing in the Rashi. Rashi in Rabbi Gamliel, Rashi just goes with Hemen Ishal Cheskasa. Tosfos says you need a migu. You know what happened to the migu? Rashi is saying this Gemara is just assuming that the Pshat in Rabbi Gamliel, like we assume when we first learned the Mishnah before, was you have a Cheskas Kashrus and you rely on the Cheskas Kashrus. Right? Rashi doesn't seem to introduce himself into the issues of that before there's a requirement of a bori according to Rava, etc. Okay, the Kedusha Sipari B'Yemashuk. It was a day when the market was open and people were coming in. It was Shasiyos, Vishioris, Mimokum, Akar, Boz, Shom. Therefore, there were travelers and caravans coming from other places. The Rabbi points out that you have both these elements. The Mora said that Rabbi Yanai said, Nivelis Bekernis, which means Mashma ala Koran, that it took place on the wagon. The Mor says, why should that make a difference? The Mor says, it means Bashat's Kronos, Shishioris Bosley here, when there's other people streaming into the city. That's when you're Mashma. Okay. Share the Kuhuna, Kilakomer, like we said, Rahusha, I used to see Shabani Adam, Ksherim, Averisham. We know that the people coming in were also Ksherim. Do you remember Shemehem Haya? We could say that it was either from the city or from these people. But then he continues, he says, Abu Pir Shakam Sipari, the Dinan Varai, the Mina Ir Haya. We know, let's say we know it wasn't from the Shiaris. It's a member of the city alone. Abu Pir Sipari, Ir Sharuba, Messiah Makun, even though the majority of people in the city would not affect her kashas the kahuna. Ablachtuki the bechad ruba le machshir. So with regards to this halacha of kashas the kahuna, we're not going to rely on one roif. So the Mishnah is in the Sefer Kedushim. We talk about a shtuki where the father is totally unknown. That's going to be that goes into the category of mamzeris, the concern of possibly mamzeris. Over here, you have a roiv. You shouldn't have that problem. If we know it's body from somebody from the city, so the roiv would be marked to that. The only issue here, like the Mor is going to say at the end, we're not going to matter her the kahuna. Right. So we're taking this. So this shtuka comes out according to this. In a case where you have, that case over there, the father said, no, we don't have any roiv. We say, yeah, one way or the other. But over here, we know that it was somebody from the city who went to her. So the roiv would say, yeah, Pasha, you wouldn't have an issue of Mamzeris, but you would have this issue of the kahuna, we're marked with the kahuna. Okay. Like Rashi pointed out before, and you give him an aleph, my loss of yuchsin, Rashi says, be kahuna. Over here we're talking about specifically this issue, could she marry kahuna or not? There's two versions. One is that Rav Dimi said that Ziri said the name of Chanina. One is that Ziri said the name of Chanina without Rav Dimi introducing it. So Husker Rav Dimi Khan, Al Ziri Amr Rav Chanina, the Bina Trey Rubi, we can refer to time. It was, we have Ziri saying the name of Rav Chanina without having Rav Dimi introduce it. Holchanacha Rav Yir, the Hachshir, Ben Holchanacha Rav Si'ir. That's the more I started off with. It's right now, if that's understanding, if it's in the city that you look at the rive of the year, there's a rive of the year, there's a caravan traveling out in some place away from the city. The Mavadi Mount Shehasiya Hava, the only people there are the people of the caravan. Even the people in the caravan are kosher, the woman is not kosher the kohuna. The kasha, the more I asked on that, klapi lai. So klapi means in what are you facing towards? And in what direction is this matter facing? The more always uses that to mean that you're going the wrong direction. What's the problem? Hani naidi. If we have a choice of following a roiv, we would much prefer to use a roiv in a situation where everything is parish, in the case where everything is kavua. We have a pasuk which teaches us that if the doubt is raised in a situation where everything is kavua, even though there's a roiv, we have to judge it as 50-50. It means if you have a city of 99 ksherim and one posel, and that one posel is kavua, and it's like 50-50. So how can you tell me that in the city where the kavua is kosher, and in the siya where they're parish, it's posel? It's backwards. The Gemara says you're right. So the Gemara says what he meant to say was you could follow right with the ear when there is also right siya. Great. So you won't have to rely on the roiv of the siya by itself. You can't rely on a roiv of just the siya of the caravan. I'm sure you can't rely on roiv ear. The Gemara says, "My time, roiv siya. Why can't you follow roiv siya? Because they're also roiv ear. The reason why you don't use roiv siya is because by roiv ear you can't use the roiv because it's the kvi." Bechina the more challenges that. Rabbi here Nami e Oker Haboil mi Basil but also the Gaboa. But if the man leaves his place and goes out to where the woman is, Habi Nayad he's moving. The Kaibalon called the Parish Maruba Parish. If a person's parish, he's partial the Rav. Mashani Ika the Kaos of the Gabayu. Now the gears which we have, the words which we have in the Gemara is means we're talking about the case was a known issue that she went to him. The problem is, you know, going back to our Mishnah, the case was not like that. Right? So Rashi says that that's not the right gears. So right, the gears we have in the Mora means the Mora is saying, no, we're talking about a scenario which we know that she went to him. It was Kavua. Rashi says, no, that's not the right gears. Mashani Ika the Ka'oz of the Gabayah. There are scenarios where the woman will go to the man. So we cannot be matter in the case of the man goes to the woman, because we're afraid if you are going to allow that, you'll allow it in a situation where the woman goes to the man. Well, that's a problem. Look, I've seen in my rubber ear, the gears on the side over there, is Ika Yesha Hochus Hiyat. So there's cases where she goes to him. Baba the Kabua. Okay. Now, Hilka, a Philip Rav Ksherim, a Rav Ear, a Rav Sia, even though there's Rav Ksherim, either because the Rav of the Ear or the Rav of the Sia, is still possible because it's a Sophic. Now, Rav Gamliel would say that's very nice, but you can now introduce Chazaka. Right? Well, Kriv Yeshua, but Mishim Trey Ruby, actually, the Elekele Megzer Midi. In a case where you have two roives, so we felt that within that situation it was so beyond the situation. If the possibility of the siya kicks in, so that means that they're always going to be moving. They're always the parish. So you don't know if it's from the city, and maybe she went to him, and therefore it's a kavua. Or maybe she went to the man on the corn, which is a roiv. So you always have an argument of this is 50-50, but you have a roiv this way. You always end up with a roiv. So more says, so therefore that case we're not going to ask. So more says, do you need two roivs? We have a case by the meat. He went to the store. And he walked out of a store, and they said, which store did I go to? So he took it from the situation where the item is in where it belongs. So Sveka Osir, it's called Kavua Kamechsel Mechsel Dami. Since he's took it from the situation of its Kavias, where it has some element of it belongs there. So it's going to be yosir. We found that now, after it had been parish, it started out in a store, but it was parish from the store. It left the store. So Rashi says, how do we define which one it is? They both started out in a store, and Pasha, what happened? Somebody went into the store and took it out. So everything started in the kviyas. But the person who's in the situation of doubt, he didn't take it from the Makam Kviyas. It already left through somebody else. He has a right to rely on, we call the Parsh Murubah Parsh. Okay. So the Mora says, what's the situation? There wasn't two rives over there. So maybe you'll tell me that the situation was the Kosa de Ruba Mi'alma. So there was a second rive over here. Second rive being that there's other people coming into the city. Well, what were those other people carrying? There was this caravan coming in of butchers bringing in meat into the city. Dikatre Ruby. So that's one scenario. Oy, we could argue. The whole area besides the city, but the whole area around, the majority of the meat being sold is kosher meat. So you have the money, the assumption would be meat's not coming from great distances because it doesn't preserve, so it's coming from nearby within a certain range, and we know within that range everything is roiv kosher. See, it nika trei ruby, roiv ha'ir, roiv ha'medina. The 90, and those by definition are 90. If you're taking them into consideration to the city, it's because they've left where they are and they're coming here. So those always are a 90, like the case of the Sia. Where says, yeah, but that's not true, because Reb Zera said even though the losses of the medina are ne'ulois. So you only have this rive in the city, and that's all you have. And still it's mutter. So more answers, you're right. But the reason why we need two rives over here is because my loss of a yuksa. Okay. Gufa. So we're holding about a little bit more than halfway down the page. So we said before, remember, Gufa introduces a previous statement made by an Amara. Tanya, Tanan, those type of languages, or Amarmar introduced a statement made by Tana that works about 95% of the time in Shas. I can remember one time, I'm not remembering where, that the Amara used the word Gufa for a Tana. I can remember one or two places where the more use the word Amamara for an Amara. So, but the vast majority, Gufa means a statement by an Amara. So he said before, Amar Zera called Kavua Kamexal Mexodomi, that the Kavua is Kamexal Mexal. And the more understands that Reb Zera said this, Ben Lekula, Ben Lechumra. This applies, even if that'll generate a Kula, and for sure when it generates a Chumra. So Mor says, where do you see that this halacha applies, even in a situation of the kula? From the brice of Teisha Chanuyas, which we just quoted. So the Porish, you must arrive in its mutter. Kviyas is also. So there it's the Chumra. So the Bryce's case is going on the Chumra. So where do you see that you can say this even the Kula? Okay. Ella, where is the Mor is going to go through two stages. The Mor is going to find the case which we have in the Braisa, where we see that's the halacha. Then the Mor asks us, so how do we know from the Pasuk? Where does it come from? So where do we see in the Mishnayos or the Braises that this dinner called Kavua Kamesa Mesadami generates a Kula? Ella. Mitisha Tzvardim. Maybe the case is where we Vesheret Techem Benayim. So you have nine Sardeya, and there's a Sheretz, which is called a Tzov.
The frogs are alive?
No, they're dead.
Okay.
And you have the Torah. When the Torah talks about nevela, tumas nevela, it's talking about larger animals. The smaller animals, these type of animals, the person touches a dead beetle, doesn't become tameh. The Torah has lists in Parshas Shmini, eight shrotzim which have a din of tumah in their death. The tzardei is not one of them. So a person touches a dead frog, doesn't become tameh. But there's nine svardim. And one sheretz. Sheretz means there's one of the eight shrotzim is called a tzav, and it apparently is in the similar form to a tzardeya. I don't think it's a toad, but some other type of sheretz, which apparently was similar to the tzardeya, so you couldn't necessarily tell whether this is a tzardeya or a tzav. You couldn't tell it easily. He touched one of them. Not sure which one he touched. So he has a suffix, if he became Tomei or not. Sveika Tomei. So again, so here we see, we only have one Sardeya, at least one Sheretz amongst the nine. So Roiv should tell me that he touched a Sardeya, and he's not Tomei. But Kol Kavuka Master Mesodom, he tells me that he's Tomei. The Mor said, yeah, but that's Hosin Amin Lechumra. It's the case of Lechumra. The Mor says, Ella, what do you mean? You mean from the second case of that Brisa. Okay, now it's the opposite. The majority is Tuma. There's nine Shrotzim. So Rav tells me that he touched the Hasheretz. There's one Tzardeya. They're all Kavua. So now we don't know what he touched. So Kol Kavua Kamesa, he tells me it's a 50-50 chance what he touched. So it's a Safik. There's no roiv. It's a safik. What's the halacha by safik tumah? The halacha by safik tumah, we learn that from Sukkim, we learn the Masechta Sota. There's a difference between Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabim. Safik tumah Rishus HaYachid is Tameh. Safik tumah Rishus HaRabim is Tor. See, if you would go basu roiv, it's not a safik tumah. The roiv would tell me that it's Tameh. But now there's a din of called Kavua Kamechsa Mechsa Dami. It's 50-50. So safik tumah. And there's a gzeres hakasa by safik tumah Rishus HaRabim. It's Tor. So the price of Firzois, Rishu Ziyachit Sveikatom, Rishu Rabin Sveikator. So here we see that Kalkavua is generating a leniency. Had there not been, the Roiv tells me that it's Tomei. Kalkavua tells me that it has a lach of being an equal Sufik. And there's a lach of, by Tuma, an equal Sufik, which happened to Rishu Rabin, Misufik Tuma, Rishu Rabin, Mistor. So Kalkavua works even the Kula.
No matter what the minority is, no matter how small it is, I'm thinking about the meat.
As long as it's in a situation of kvius.
I'm thinking about meat. I mean, you have 99% trade, 1%.
Yeah, well, there's no case over there which would be mutter. Suffolk be osir. Suffolk, it in the veil is osir. By tuma, it happens to be, there's a special luck that Suffolk tuma is tor, which is a rabbi. But suffer the veil. I'm not sure if it's in the veil or kosher. I can't eat it. You want to know the other realm? Can you give the guy malchus for eating it? No. Well, the rabbi says it's vadai in the veil. Yeah, but there's a suffix. So that you wouldn't give malchus, but he can't eat it. Morris says, okay. So you've proven to me that this halacha of kol kavua is it's not just a chumrah, but it's ikra din. That when since they're all in the situation of kviyas, everything is kavua. The Torah looks at it as a 50-50, deals with it as if it's a bona fide suffix. There's no roiv over here. It's a bona fide suffix. Okay. I mean, raisim in all of, so how do we know this? I mean, can't make this up on our own. Where did this come from? Okay. So it says Amar Kra, last week's parsha, v'arav loy v'kamalov. The pasuk says he waited in ambush for the person, and then he went and attacked the person. Okay, so what's this pasuk teaching me? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Rosh Hashanah learns on this pasuk, Achis Kavamot, that in a case where a person had intent to do Ritzicha, he wanted to kill Reuven, by mistake he killed Shimon. So the Chachamim say he's a Ritzeach, he killed with intent. The individual, well, since it's Reuven, oh, that's bad. Shimon, okay, that's so bad. He killed a Jew intentionally.
And if it wasn't a Jew, he still killed, though.
He's not Chayav Misa if he kills a non-Jew. The Jew's not Chayav Misa if he killed a non-Jew. He killed a Jew. He's Chayav Misa. Intentionally. That wasn't what he intended. Who cares? But he went to that guy thinking it's Reuven. He intended to kill him, and he killed him. Turns out it was Shimon. No. So Chama say Chai. Rishima says no, it's Potter, because the Orvel become a love. He has to go and attack that person specifically. Achis Kavan Lot. Okay, so the Mor says, okay, but what are the Chama do with this Pasuk? Rabbanon. What do they do with this Pasuk?
But he's not a shogeg in terms of going to Arabic Club.
According to Rishima. No. No.
That's the context.
What?
That's the context of this pasuk, right? It's about your mitzvah.
Well, actually, first parsha, the parsha of is the parsha of Ir Mikvah. Then there's three pesukim which talk about a case we did it b'mezid. Right. Separate parsha, actually.
This is
right. Says, okay, so Karl Shimon, he's Potter. Does he have a din of gold that's going to Ir Miklat? The answer is no. Right? So he doesn't have the protection of Ir Miklat, but he's not Chayav Misa. Rabbanu, what are Rabbanu with this pasuk? So Amri, the Bay Rabbi Yanai, Prat Lazarek Evan Legat. What they're coming to exclude is the case where a person, there's a group of people standing over there, and he threw a projectile into the group and it killed somebody. That was his intent. But the group was partially Jewish, partially non-Jewish. So his intent was to kill somebody in the group. He didn't care who. He's just in the mood of killing somebody, right? And there's a group over here, right? And it killed a Jew. That's what happened, right? But was that his intent? Okay. His intent was to kill somebody in the group. And the Rav tells me that when he throws the stone into that of the Rav's shoes, he intended to kill a Jew. Right? So I was saying, no, Prat Lazarek Evan Legav, that situation is part. Versus, what's the case? Hekadami. Elay Medika Tisha Kananim Vechel Yisrael. There was 10 people in the room. Nine non-Jews and one Jew. Mechizo Beneim. And then he threw it in, right? Now, some should have learned over here that we don't know what happened. The question was, what was the situation? Okay? Some say, no, that we knew what happened. The question was, what was the intent? Can we define the intent based on what is supposed to happen? So, if it's nine Kananim, obviously you're going to go to the table like the Ruba Kananim, you know. So, either he had an intent, according to those gentlemen, he had intent for a Kanani, because the majority tells me that that's what it was there. Or if he's dumb, I'm not sure who he hit, he probably hit a Kanani. So he's Potter. Inami Palgo, maybe it's 50-50. Some of the Foshers Lahakal, you cannot kill him, you cannot punish him with Misa, because we have a rule when it comes to any situation of Suffolk, whether a person's guy of Misa. It goes under the rule Suffolk the Fashion Lahaka. We can't be Machai and Misa Misafik. Well, maybe you had intent for the Jew, because it's 50-50. Right? So you can't say that. Marshall Shirika Tisha Yisraelim Vikananiyah Vinayim. There's nine Jews and one Kanani. So Rav tells me that he's going to hit a Jew. And Rav tells me that he hit a Jew. So he should be Chayav Misa. But the Havli Kanani Kavua, Chol Kavua Kamechsal Mechsadami. The Pasuk says no, he's not chayiv in that case, even though the majority, the vast majority, is are people he'd be chayiv Misa for. But since the Kanani is in a situation of Kavias, we deal with it as a suffix, a suffix in the functions of the Hakko. Okay. Okay. Fine, let's hear Rashi.
Do we have... How does, like, Hasra Suffolk go?
That's a good question. Tosis raises the Hasra Suffolk issue. Tosis says, the more it says something, the case of Palgo, Palgo, something, the Foshas Lohoko. Tosis says, even if you say something is the Moshe Lahachmi, you still have a problem of a Sra, a Suffolk. Okay. The Tosis says the opposite. You'll Shema a Sra. And Tosis learned the problem is you don't know what is intent. But if it turns out that he killed a Jew, so if you're Suffolk Shema a Sra, so why shouldn't he be Chai Misa? Why shouldn't he be Chayav Misa? So the issue over here is in some of the Foshel Lahaka. This is what do you do with Shema Sofik? Where do I have a source for that? That Hasra Sofik is Shema Hasra. That you can be, once the final result is Vaday, he's that it was an Isser that he's Chayav. Tosis brings two cases where a person is not sure who his father is. He's not sure if he's born from mother didn't wait after her first husband died, and she gave birth to a child shortly after the second marriage. The question is from the first husband or second husband. So the more said over there, if he hits both fathers one after, in quick succession, he's Chayav Misa. Okay. So Tosis says that's not a source of, that's a source of Vaday. They can Vaday tell me if you do A and B, you're Chayav Misa. But over here, you can't. Over here, the Misa beforehand is going to be a situation of Sufik. So the question over here is that the Roib should define the Misa and thereby define whether it's a source of Vaday or a source of Sufik. That's a Tosis doesn't know. Tetsi Rashi. Well, the problem is the Hasra issue.
Yes.
Hasra, in other words, mitzad the ma'isim, we have a problem saying if he hit the first one, then he hit the second one, he's vadei chayav misa, because the problem is that's not sufficient. He has to have Hasra. Hasra has to be taken the deeper of the ma'isim. Because they would give us raw, say Reuben and Shimon. So they give us raw that about don't hit Reuben because he might be your father, right? And then a day later, said don't hit him because he might be your father. That's two separate asuras, and the first asura is forgotten. So you can't. Each mice is independent, and you can't be mechayev a misa. Even though he body did a mice a misa, but each asura wasn't a valid asura. But if it's together at the same time, so then it's one hasra for both. So, Pasha, you would need, I don't know.
Less than 15 minutes, it sounds like what we're talking about.
Yeah. Kisi Rashi. Elamatisha Tzvardim. Yeah. Tesefti, Vesefti Staharis. It says a case like this: Tishat Svardim Meisim v'Shusha Yochid Sher Zechad Gegon Sav Shudayim L'Sardeya Beinayim. So there's nine dead Sardeya and one Sav, and they're fairly similar. Laga Becha Mehad says v'Shusha Yochid V'Svei Katome. The Gemara says, yeah, because that. So you see that the Kviyas of the one Sav amongst all of them created the Yerukabos Arayv. The Mor says, yeah, but that's the Chumrah. Elementisha Tzrotzim, after the Tosefta Maseches Taharos, that's continuation of the Tosefta over there. Tanim Mishus Yochet Seiket Tomei. Mishus Rab Maseiket Tor. Alma Kemechsadomi, it's considered a bona fide Suffolk. The Rav tells me that it was a Sheretz. It was 9 Shrotzim and 1 Sverdei. The Rav tells me it was a Sheretz. Since the Rav tells me Sheretz, even Mishus Rab, it should be Seiket Tomei. Because the Rav tells me that it's not a Suffolk. Yeah, but Kokua makes it a Suffolk, and now that it's a Suffolk, they did it Rishus Rav, his Torah. Alma Kemetzadami, with the Kula, the Law of Kemetzadami, ain't count Suffolk to him, Elevare to him, the Haruba Shrotzim. Okay, so he says, where does that come from? Omer Krav Arav Loi Achi Yehe Miskavan Loi. Proudly Miskavan Loi Gazeb, Arav Gazeb. The intent for one person and he killed another person. Hachidar Shlei Rib Shimon Misenhedrin. That's Rib Shimon Shita. The comments say the only case of that's potter is a case where the person that he intend for wasn't a person he bechai misa for. He intend for a non-Jew and he killed a Jew. He intend for intent to kill a nafil and he killed a ben kayama. Rina Hossam Rabbanon Hechi Dar Shile. What do they do with the pasuk? Amar Derbiyana Prada Zerik Eben Lagav.
It's like he gets a leniency because he's a bad shot, or he does something. I mean, he gets this.
He didn't kill. The Torah is only chay misa with full intent. It was a common hold. It's lacking intent. The second verse b'nei adam kanan and b'yisraelim. There's Jews and non-Jews there. So then he's potter. But avos shnei yisraelim oimdim. If you have two Jews standing, then he's kama laharig zeh v'harig zeh, laharig zeh v'harig zeh. V'hitzuba v'kibul asra. V'nofla hakol chaveira. Even landed on the other guy. Kama hol chayiv. On the time of the kama halcha, rabbanon mishum l'sanhedrin hakiyisa. So the word rabbanon, like you know, argamor is like weird. We have a drasha, and what rabbanon? What rabbanon means rabbanon over there is sanhedrin. Table the Ruba Kananim, you know. But Amalek Ra, if it's 9 Kananim, 1 Jew, of course you potter. You know, palgo. If it's 50-50, 5 Kananim and 5 Yisraelim, a katal Yitzhak Ra, mehechatesa, nikla. You can't kill him. Some of the Foshas didn't, the Foshas lock, and you cannot be myself and kill a person. The Torah says that the lock is. Any situation where you can argue that he should be potter, you have to release him. So it's 9 Jews and 1 Kanani. The Kanani kavua b'neim. V'shin ha'ikro the kol kavua k'mechsa mesedam. So here we see from the pasuk that the kavias of the Kanani, the Rav tells me that there was a kavana for a Jew. The Rav tells me that he killed the Jew. And like Tesla, we found that out after they killed the Jew. So Ivani killed the Jew. What was his intent? For whatever the Rav says. No, Kokum will commence to mention them. Okay. I told it here.